President is set to present America's highest military honor to the 71-year-old at the White House. The U.S. has sent two supersonic bombers over the Korean Peninsula in a show of force against North Korea. That follows the country's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. Senator Dianne Feinstein told CBS's Face the Nation she favors diplomacy over saber-rattling when it comes to dealing with North Korea.
I'm very disappointed in China's response, that it has not been firmer or more helpful. And I think that the administration, and this is one of the reasons that I hope General Kelly will be able to be effective even beyond a chief of staff, is to begin some very serious negotiation with the North.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average set to open the trading week this morning at 21,830, coming off a 34-point gain to end the week on Friday. This is SRN News.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Everybody, it is Monday morning, and I'll tell you what, we're cracking the coffee beans and breaking out the creamer because it's time to get ready to go on to work. And before you do, we want to thank you for tuning in to JP, Kathy, and the crew hanging out here in studio, getting ready to kick everything off. But before we do that, Adrian Beltre is someone to celebrate. I'll tell you what, if you don't know who Adrian Beltre is, you need to go on and Google Adrian Beltre, because that's right, folks, he is with the Texas Rangers, and he joins the 3,000 hit club. Michael, see if you can find something from yesterday when he hit the 3,000th hit. But while he's doing that, folks, Beltre doubles for his 3,000th hit, first from the Dominican to do it, which, by the way, I'm very shocked by that, because the Dominican Republic produces amazing baseball players. And for him to be the first to hit his 3,000th hit, congratulations to him and his family. When I covered the Rangers in 2014 and 2015, and would go out to spring training, I actually ran into Adrian Beltre's family, his wife and his kids, and super, super nice people. Adrian Beltre in the locker room, a gentleman. Here we go. Looking at, if you catch it up, you can Google his name up there if you can't see it in Associated Press, and they actually show you, pardon me, the hit that Adrian Beltre hits. Of course, the crowd goes wild. Everybody goes nuts. He did it in Texas, Michael.
Right, yeah. That's good. Hey, Shravis is here too.
Hey, the peach is in. What's going on, peach?
hey, howdy, folks. Good morning. Hey, Judge, so with him being his 20th season, and with him finally making the 3,000 hit club, maybe he can retire now. Maybe he can go out on top.
You know, and that's something that I think injury is going to dictate for Adrian Beltre. It's really neat, by the way. His children are running onto the field as well, and his wife. But, you know, it really, I think, is going to come down to, you know, does Adrian Beltre have it in his bones still to make this thing happen? You know, the last couple seasons, he's been a little bit, not quite as strong as he was once before, a little frail.
Right.
But this season, he's doing great. He hit 3,000. We'll have to see if he can chase down Pete Rose.
I've got your audio right here.
Oh, very good. Let's play a little audio clip from the game yesterday.
There you go.
All right, folks, and so there you have it. Thank you, Michael, for that. So, I mean, Shravis, in all seriousness, I mean, what do you think, what kind of impact do you think this has on other Dominican players? I mean, these guys come out of the Dominican Republic generally pretty poor. They get plucked out, and they're getting into baseball and using baseball as a means. And to have Adrian Beltre hit number 3,000.
I think with this happening, Judge, this really shows you the significance of hope and also sports. And really, not only just the Dominican Republic, but it also gives other people outside of the United States of America hope as well. Say, hey, you know, I can, this is something that I can do to really get out of the whether you come up poor or, you know, didn't have the necessary resources. But I just really feel with, by him doing that, he really instilled a lot of hope in a lot of people with his hit.
You know, what's nice is that Adrian Beltre becomes only the 31st player ever to hit 3,000 hits, which, you know, you imagine Major League Baseball, especially in its heyday when the Yankees had their heyday going on and back in the 1950s and the 60s, you would think that there would be more people in this club, and there's not. He's the 31st person to hit into the 3,000-hit club. He's 38 years old, so we are on the tail end of our career. And he has a nice comment. You know, his comment is, he says, what happened today after the hit, it was the best moment in my life. When I saw that, I felt like I was in the cloud because I really saw the joy in their faces. It was a nice moment to enjoy with them, my family, and my wife. And so, Adrian Beltre, we here at JP, Kathy, and the crew, we tip our hats to you. Thank you for giving the Rangers something exciting to think about and talk about anyways for at least 24 hours because, of course, we're not doing so hot this year. But on top of that, we took a loss yesterday, 10-6. But who cares? Adrian Beltre got their 3,000th hit, and that's all that matters. And so,
Good question, Judge.
Yeah, go ahead, Shravius.
How many hits did Babe Ruth have? Was it 3,000 or how many was it,
I think it was fewer.
It was fewer than 3,000. Babe Ruth Babe Ruth struck out a lot. In fact, I'm not sure. I'll have to check the numbers on that. But if I'm not mistaken, Babe Ruth, I don't know if he still does or not, at one point had the most strikeouts in the major leagues.
That's probably true. Here, his stat, it was 2,873. So if he played another couple of seasons, he might have hit that 3,000.
But he even played late in his life. I mean, because he was a manager and a player at one point towards the end of his career.
That's true.
But the big deal is that Babe Ruth hit a lot of home runs.
I mean,
this guy could just flat out hit the home runs. And what a lot of people don't realize about Babe Ruth, if you're a baseball person, you do. What a lot of people don't realize about Babe Ruth is that Babe Ruth was also not only an outfielder, first baseman, but a pitcher.
A pitcher, yes.
And a very good pitcher.
Yes.
At that. So a lot of people don't realize that. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, that's going to take us to our break. Again, hats off to Adrian Beltre. And he's in his 20th big league season, has 3,000 hits, joining that very cool club with Hall of Famers like George Brett and Wade Boggs. And if you're a baseball person, which I am, those guys were my heroes.
I remember when they hit 3,000.
Yeah, when I was growing up. And so hats off to them. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the crazy stuff going on in the news. Shravius, it's almost a Wendy's chili kind of day. Let me tell you, that's how bad the news is. We'll be right back after these messages. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning right here on 620 AM KEXB. A problem on 35E and 35W this morning. As we look at Dallas, northbound 35E at Keys Boulevard, an accident taking up the left lane. You're backed up to Loop 12 Ledbetter. And in Fort Worth, 35W northbound between Long Avenue and Meacham Boulevard. Accident reported there. Your traffic is backed up to about North Side Drive. And that is a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
This is Barbara Gill, co-host of Secrets of Successful Women.
With Dr. Neil Gallagher, honored to be with Barbara Gill, Secrets of Successful Women, Saturdays, 10 o'clock, right here on 620. Barbara, why should our friends want to listen to Secrets of Successful Women on Saturday mornings?
Because we showcase a variety of women, sharing their sad stories and their glad stories.
Well, some of the women you've lined up, Barbara, are amazing. Sheriffs, doctors.
We have had grandmothers. We have had college students. We have had women with experiences.
That's right. You call the sad and glad experiences. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. Barbara tells her own stories with Secrets of Successful Women. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. And Barbara, what do we got lined up for this Saturday? Some great guests?
Every Saturday, we have great guests. And they are getting better every Saturday, aren't they, Doc?
They are. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. Be here.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your grilling on!
Yeah!
I'm Denton County Judge Mary Horn. I'm a mother, a grandmother, and a born-again Christian. And as a lifelong Republican, I'm asking the legislature to use common sense and oppose these bathroom bills. These bills are completely unnecessary and go against my Christian values and my conservative principles. Let's use common sense. Visit KeepTexasOpenForBusiness.com to contact your legislator. Legislative advertising paid for by Texas Association of Business, Bob Cartwright, Treasurer.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB, your experts in business.
All right, folks, welcome back. It is JP, Kathy, and the crew. And Shravius, good morning from Hot Atlanta. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, Judge. It's a Monday morning, beginning of the week.
So anything exciting happen in Atlanta? Give us the Atlanta report.
The weather finally calmed down over the weekend. It's not that much hot. I know that sentence doesn't make sense, but it's not that much hot. Just a lot of concerts, events, goodies, everything that's going on. I'm just ready to get back to Dallas, Judge.
Well, we're ready for you to get back to Dallas, by golly. But before you get back to Dallas, you've got to hear what on earth we have unearthed. Oh, did I just say unearthed? I did. Shravius, you're going to love this.
Boy.
Folks, I'll tell you what. You can find this on the interweb, of course, as some friends of mine call it. This came out of Oklahoma, KFOR. And how would you like to go in your backyard and you decide that you want to change up your motocross pathways and hills and mountains and all that fun stuff? You decide, hey, you know, I want to dig it up a little bit, create some new trenches so I can run my motorcycle this way and that way. And as you get the family tractor and you pull into the backyard of the family property, you start digging and you hear ka-chunk. And you're thinking, that didn't feel like a rock. That's because it wasn't. It was a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, brand new, wrapped in saran wrap in your backyard.
What?
Yes, I can't make this up. This is a true story. Huh?
2000. So, what? Go ahead, because see what the story does. So I'm kind of curious here.
Well, it's exactly that. So, they call the sheriff and local law enforcement, have them come out, and they finish undigging. The law enforcement finishes undigging this Chevy Trailblazer out, which, of course, at this point is not in great shape, but was brand new at the time. The first thing they do is they chop the doors off to make sure there's no dead bodies, because that's the first concern, right? I mean, if you're going to bury your Chevy Trailblazer in the backyard, you're worried you might have some dead bodies in it. when they unravel it. No dead bodies. In fact, what it looks like maybe possibly the previous owner, because they did find a license plate, the previous owner to that property who buried their Chevy Trailblazer there may have committed insurance fraud.
Oh, by reporting that it was stolen.
Correct. And there was a report on it that it was stolen.
Now, could it have been possibly? And the owner not know where it was? And somebody could have took it?
No, I highly doubt it. I mean, someone purposefully buried this vehicle. Like, how do you get a hole big enough to bury a Chevy Trailblazer?
But why don't you burn it?
Yeah, I don't burn it. I don't know.
Maybe they were thinking about digging it up again.
It could be. Maybe they're thinking about digging it up again. Now,
why don't I just sell it to the Mexicans?
Sure, Avius, tell me you did not just say...
Well, why not? I mean, Obama sold guns to the Mexicans. Why not?
So now I've got Michael and Sharavius selling 2003 Chevy Trailblazers who could possibly be an insurance fraud to the Mexicans. If you want to get rid of something, just sell it to the Mexicans. I can't believe we're saying this on the air. Is this legal? Can we legally say this?
Well, can they come here illegally? Yes.
That's out of control. The two of you are out of control. Kathy would say... No, she wouldn't say awesome sauce. What would Kathy say? Shut it down. Well, so now Michael found a story this morning.
Yeah.
And this is something else too.
Yep. The cops are on the hunt in Texas. Guess where? Oh, it's Texas. That's right. Biscuit Texas Chicken and Burger. Okay, so the name of the place is Texas Chicken and Burger, which obviously is not in Texas because it's in the Bronx. But the video shows a guy just leaping over the counter and standing right next to the guy who works there and just loading up his bag with chicken and biscuits while his head is covered with a towel.
You're kidding me, right?
Not kidding at all.
So this is in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Texas Chicken and Biscuit place.
Right.
This guy jumps the counter.
Yep.
And decides to help himself.
Yep. He shoves an employee aside who tried to prevent him from leaving and climbed back over. And later, surveillance footage does show him where his towel comes off of his face. And so they'll find the guy eventually.
All for some chicken and biscuits.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, this Texas biscuit and chicken place, you know you're talking about?
Yeah. You know where it is?
Manila, Philippines.
Oh.
I went to the Manila, Philippines. And I walk out of the Shangri-La EDSA, and I go into this little outdoor shopping area,
mm-hmm.
and there it was, the Texas Chicken and Biscuit place.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's modeled after Church's Chicken.
Right.
And walked in and had, what's that, Sharavius?
Churches have some good chicken. I just don't like, they have rats in there, though.
They have rats in there?
Dude, that was totally a Facebook fake out thing. You go to Snopes, learn something.
Are you sure, Sharavius? Rats? Well, I do know this. I do know that in Alabama, they serve poop in their chili. And so that I do know because we broke that story.
The Wendy's thing?
The Wendy's
thing. Yeah, good job going back to that.
Yeah, that's way out of control. I'm just saying. You know, folks, other things in the news that you just have a tendency to shake your head at. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I voted for him. I voted for Donald Trump.
No, Judge, we would not. You would not run my blood pressure up.
Yes, it's time to raise your blood pressure up. I voted for him, but the guy just won't stop tweeting.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem of his.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at one point, I remember when he first took office, I remember saying, you know what? If he wants to tweet, let him tweet.
Yeah.
Why should he not have the ability to be able to have freedom of speech?
The ability and the abuse is different.
Yeah,
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly it. I mean, dude, if you want to tweet out, you know, some things that are personal going on and you want to just be human and show people how humanistic you are, okay, I'm cool with that. If you want to tweet out some really cool stuff's going on in the Rose Garden, you know, like today we're going to be talking with the Prime Minister of Japan and we're going to be discussing this cool stuff. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I think that's cool too, keeping the general public informed on the Twitter, right? But no, I mean, he's tweeting stuff about the attorney general and what he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's tweeting stuff, and I don't even want to reread it because it's so just, why are you doing this? About if health care doesn't get passed, then he's going to shut down payments to insurance carriers and to Congress. He's not going to fund Congress.
That's dumb. You can't do that.
I hope he can do that. That would help something out.
Go ahead, Shravius.
Only thing you're going to do if you're doing that, you are forcing people to do something when they genuinely don't.
Wait, where are you going with this, Shravius? Forcing people to do something they don't want to do? You mean like buy insurance?
No,
people to buy insurance? Oh my God!
I'm saying they're Republicans.
When you're Republican, it's bad.
No, your seat, the Senate, the Congress, and all that. What you're doing is like you're forcing their hands, and if they don't believe in something, I mean, they're not going to back it. They're just going to sign the bill. Okay, bam, call it a day, so they can still get their paycheck. You know, so it's like I don't get the whole thing. But I want to say congratulations to the new chief of staff. Good luck.
Well, yeah. I just don't understand why it is we think we need to tweet some of this stuff.
Right.
You know, I get the fact that, hey, you know what? He's got the ability and the right to do this. Take it. That's fine. But at some point, I do agree with some of these folks when they say it's just not presidential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's not presidential. And I understand that we have this certain vision of what presidential is.
Mm-hmm. Based on the past 44 presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that it's a bad thing.
It might not be.
You know, I mean, I just don't think it's a bad thing. And I think that we're replacing this very, very strong social media platform with discretion. And I think that we're replacing it with the idea that if I tweet this stuff because it's amazing, fantastic, I'm trying to think of a better word than that, but just these huge tweets about all of these really groundbreaking ideas and craziness in the White House, I think people are replacing that part of it with what is truth. Well, President Trump is being true to us. He's telling us the truth. He's giving it to us straight, unlike the other guys who were political about it. Well, I don't buy that. I think sensationalism, I think, is the word I was looking for, versus truth is what we're dealing with. And I think we're using Twitter as a means to create this medium to help us make people believe, well, this is what's true, versus this is what I'm going to sensationalize today to sell to you as truth.
I see that.
And again, I voted for the guy, so I don't want you to think I'm not an anti-Trump guy necessarily, but I just think that we're starting to sell sensationalism over the truth. At some point, it becomes dull. You know, you can only scream, what do they say? You can only scream or cry wolf many times before people stop coming and running.
I was never a fan of Donald Trump's, but I totally pulled the lever for him instead of the other person. So,
but Judge, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Of course, I don't agree with anything Trump is doing, right? But the reason he can't get anything done, him and his cabinet can't get anything done, is because all the chaos is happening behind the scenes. It's like there's trouble in the House. And I really genuinely feel like if they can get all that taken care of, they can really focus. They can focus on the agenda at hand, but they cannot focus on the agenda at hand because everybody's fighting. Mom is fighting. Dad is fighting. Brothers, sisters are fighting. In-laws are fighting. I mean, everybody's fighting in the White House. So you can't get anything done. And that's why everything is almost everything is failing because of that foolishness. I mean, everybody's quitting. People are getting fired. He's bashing his own cabinet. I mean, all this foolishness is happening. If you get that out of the way, you can get a job done. That's my opinion.
Well, and to go off of that, it's what I'm talking about. We don't need to be tweeting about this stuff. And I know it's not my job to tell him what to tweet about. Feel free to tweet away. But at some point, someone's got to tell you, hey, dude, you got to be presidential at some point. And let's not air our dirty laundry out there for the entire world to see and to use against us. It's kind of where I'm at. And so, anyways, I don't know. That's just my thing on his tweeting. And again, at first I was like, hey, you know what? If he wants to tweet, let him tweet. But yeah, I'm not a big fan anymore.
And here's the thing. This is my personal opinion. I don't think he's gonna do another 4 years. based on the way things are happening right now, because we are almost, well, getting close to a year. Well, a few months out from him being elected, when he was the first elected, and nothing has really passed. I mean, for example, I'm all for Obamacare. Everybody knows that, of course. But their attempts to try has failed because they have not come to the table with anything. You know, if you can come with it, show me something. And I've always said this from the beginning. Donald Trump, if you can show me something better, I'm fine. If you want to change it, change it. But give me something better. But don't just say we want to repeal it and don't have anything that's significant. That's crazy. Who would vote for that? You know,
I would vote for it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm crazy. I would vote for just taking the entire thing away and leaving it, government out of it totally.
But okay, but what about, so what would you do to people who won't have insurance, though? If you just repeal it?
There's lots of people who don't have insurance who don't want insurance. I would make sure that they're not, being forced to take insurance.
But what about those people who do have it?
We already had Medicaid for that.
Medicaid? But, okay, that's my taxpayers' dollars. That's more taxes out of my pocket.
Yeah, but it was already there.
No, but Michael, why should you're right, it's already there, but it's more. Why should I have to pay more taxes if you can just simply replace it with something that's significant?
Okay, and go ahead, Sherry, finish your thought.
I'm saying, but I work hard for my money, Michael. But why should I have to pay more taxes? That's not fair to me. It's not fair to you, is it?
Well, but Shravius, you're making his argument. Bottom line is this. Here's the bottom line. And I've talked about this before. Before my wife and I got married, she was making a source median income of like $28,000 a year, right? So here she is. Before Obamacare, she gets to keep all of that, pay her normal taxes, move on, worry about what she's going to do for insurance. When Obamacare is passed, she applies for it, thinking, okay, great, it's this catch-all, right? Because if you're impoverished, here's the best part of this. Everybody's complaining, well, those poor children aren't going to have insurance. No, folks, the impoverished have insurance. It's called Medicaid, okay? The impoverished have insurance. And the adults who are impoverished have insurance. You know, I heard one comment, well, these poor young pregnant moms who can't get good jobs that are working minimum wage and they don't have insurance. Yeah, they do. They have state and federal funded insurance where their pregnancies are paid for all the way through the delivery room and out. So give me a break. What you're not talking about is this. The person that's not impoverished, the person that makes just enough to be able to pay the rent, pay the bills, and maybe have $100, $200 left over each month to buy a pair of shoes or get an oil change or be able to maybe buy some ice cream at the grocery store as a treat, they can't afford Obamacare. She went on and applied. My wife did. It was going to be almost $400 a month. That's over $4,800 a year. And so she said, you know what? I'm just going to take good care of myself like I do anyways. I go to the doctor once a year for a sinus infection. It cost me about $160. And so I'm going to gamble. And then at the end of the year, she has to pay a fine for not being able to afford Obamacare. That's called an imposed tax by the government to pay for something she can't afford, required by the government. Folks.
Give me something that's more significant, Judge. Okay, that's fine.
We got to take a break, Shravius. We got a break. And so, but I'm going to finish up with this. I've got single moms, my wife was one of them, who cannot afford Obamacare, have to pay the fines, and they're the middle class, folks. We're jacking the middle class. If you don't want to do it, get rid of Obamacare. Before Obamacare, we were doing fine. With that, we're going to break. We got Senator Van Taylor joining us when we come back to find out what on earth is going on in Austin. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Let's check the highways and byways here on 620 AM KEXB. Watch for an accident 35W northbound between Long Avenue and Meacham Boulevard in Fort Worth. You've got stop traffic back to about Highway 377, delays of 30 minutes. Road work in the clearing stages in Irving, 114 westbound at Hidden Ridge. Traffic is stopped back to O'Connor Road. you got delays in 5 to 10 minutes. That's a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXP.
Attention taxpayers. The stock market and economy continue to grow, yet countless Americans remain enslaved to the IRS. If you owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled returns, you can legally resolve your tax problem through federally approved programs to give you a fresh start. Your circumstances may qualify you to have liens, levies, and wage garnishments stopped. If you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you may even qualify to have a large portion of your taxes forgiven. Community Tax has established a toll-free hotline for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-348-9815. Community Tax has helped over 40,000 people like you resolve hundreds of millions in tax debt. If you owe the IRS or have unfiled returns, you have a legal right to resolve your tax problem through federally active programs, potentially qualifying you to save hundreds or even thousands. Call the Community Tax hotline now to see if you qualify at 800-348-9815. 800-348-9815. 9815. That's 800-348-9815.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com or call 817-794-0031. Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGo-Rilling.com. Get your go-rilling on.
Yeah!
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
All right, folks, welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew. We had a spirited debate about health insurance just briefly, also about Donald Trump tweeting this morning, also talked about some crazy news. But now on to the news down in Austin. Good morning, Senator Van Taylor. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, and how are you?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I am really fantastic. Whenever I can get up on a Monday morning and start arguing health insurance with my fellow good friend Shravius, and of course, he's a liberal and I'm a conservative, it's always fun.
Always good.
So, Senator Van Taylor, first of all, I want to start off by saying thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you have done for our listeners here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area by keeping us informed. I know that it is not easy with as busy as you are down there to get up this early in the morning and give us a report on what's going on down in Austin. But I do feel like a lot of people have benefited from the information. I feel that people have written me and said, as a result of knowing what was going on down in Austin, it has given us a chance to get more involved, and people have gotten on the phones. They've sent emails in regards to some issues that we have discussed, mainly property tax reform. So I'm going to lead in with that. What do we know about what's going on with property tax reform?
Well, I in the Senate, continue to fight for providing, property tax reform, for Texans. And I think it's important to kind of start with the premise of this, and that is that over the last decade, Texas GDP is up by about a third. Median income is up by, I think it's 39%. State spending, I think, is up by about 40%. So you're kind of watching the economy, income, state spending kind of up. And school property taxes are up about 40% over a decade, right? So you've got kind of a bunch of numbers that are in kind of between 30 and 40%. But when you look at city taxes, they're up 70-something percent. County taxes up 80-something percent. Special purpose districts up 90%. You've got three different groups: city, county, special purpose district. Special purpose district is, for those who live in Collin County, it's the Collin County College District. In Dallas County, it's the hospital district. Those are special purpose districts. Those are growing much faster, 2 to 3 times faster than our incomes. So that property tax burden for those three, what we call subdivisions of the state, those local property taxes, if you will, they're growing too fast for our economy. We can't afford, it's unsustainable. And what's interesting is even the harshest critics of what the Senate is trying to do admit and agree it's unsustainable. You can't, if your income's going up, 10% a year, and you've got an expense going 20% a year, you can't keep doing it. Eventually, it's going to break you. You've got to rein it in. And Senate Bill 1, by Senator Paul Bettencourt from Houston, is the Senate's answer. And what that does is it says that if taxes go up for a subdivision for its existing property base more than 4% in a year, then the voters get a say. The voters get to vote on whether they want their taxes to go up that fast. Right now, that quote-unquote rollback rate is currently at 8%, and we're trying to cut that in half to try to give the voters more say when their taxes go up.
Well, and we're not even talking about necessarily ISD special elections to move the tax rate, right?
No, there are over 1,000 school districts and over 1,000 cities and 254 counties in Texas. So everybody's got a different story. But again, it is a broad comment. This is a state-level comment that if your taxes are going up, if a particular set of taxes, in this case city, county, social service district, those three sets of taxes, property taxes, are going up twice as fast as people's incomes, as the state economy, as state spending, as school property taxes are going up, then you've got a problem. And so that's what we're trying to fix. That's the problem we're addressing.
Now, Senator Taylor, real quick, with all of you guys going around the state, providing education, taking in information from public hearings, and then your continuation in trying to fight property taxes from increasing to the point where we have no more income, did we get any kind of data that shows that, hey, 10 years from now, property taxes are going to be eating up this much of the general population's salaries? Do we have something like that?
Yeah, so we actually did not take the property tax burdens and compare it to salary, but what I will say is that it's interesting because when talking to people who had been around Austin for a while, they would say, well, look, school taxes are 2/3 of your property taxes. And 15 years ago, that was a true statement, but now it's 54%. And if this legislature doesn't do something, if the legislature does not do something to slow down the rate of growth of government for these local taxes, we are 5 years away from a place where those local taxes are going to be the majority of the taxes that we pay. We're going to pay less than half of the property tax burden is going to be school districts and declining, and it has been declining year after year after year after year for the last 15 years, and so we're certainly in a very problematic set. We're just cannot continue to grow your property tax burden at the rate it's been growing because it's unsustainable. You can't keep doing it.
Senator Taylor, I've received a lot of feedback. Of course, us doing the show, and you and I and Kathy and Sharavia spoke a lot this last year about property tax reform. We spoke a lot about the different times you guys were out and about. And I say you guys because I see you as just regular folks doing a great job down in Austin for the good citizens of Texas, but other senators from around the state going from community to community to try to get all of this understood, to try to get a feel for what's going on. And even as at the JP level, I've received a lot of feedback, and it seems like the folks that are being displaced the most are our elderly citizens. And I've had a lot of veteran elderly citizens that have said, veterans that said, we can't afford our home anymore because of property taxes.
No, and let me just say that, you know, taxes generally is pretty dry. I mean, it's a spreadsheet and your financial calculator, and you're kind of doing numbers, and it's generally pretty boring. But, you know, these property tax hearings have been anything but boring. They've been very emotional, heartbreaking. I mean, there's some heartbreaking stories of, you know, people in our community, Judge. I mean, people who literally are being taxed out of their home. I mean, people who say, look, I came here to live in Murphy, Texas until we were going to come to the Lord, and we had a budget, but our taxes have gone up and up, and these property taxes are killing us, and we cannot afford to live in our home. And what really kills you about it is that there's an over 65 exemption for school taxes. It's not the school taxes that are driving these people out of their homes. It is the local property taxes, and that's the problem. People who say, you know, I want to paint my house. I want to fix the roof, but I know if I do that, my taxes will go up, and I can't afford the taxes. I can afford to fix my home. I cannot afford to pay the local property taxes that would come with fixing my home. Therefore, I live in a dilapidated, disrepaired home because of the taxes. And, you know, and this goes to the, you know, the core of what I believe. You know, the purpose of government is to protect our God-given rights. You know, that's right out of the Declaration of Independence. And the purpose of government is to protect our God-given rights. The purpose of government is not to tax us out of our homes.
Well, Senator Taylor, let me interrupt you on that. We need to go to break. Can you stay on with me for another segment? All right, perfect. We're going to be right back. We're with Senator Van Taylor, who is down there. And I'll be honest with you, folks, this guy is a warrior, shield and sword in hand, trying to fight property taxes that are moving folks out of their homes because they can't afford them anymore. We'll be right back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
Experts in business, 620 AM, KEXB.
Let's take a look at traffic here on 620 AM KEXB in Fort Worth, 35W northbound between Long Avenue and Meacham. Accident there with backed up traffic to I-30. Delays up to 40 minutes now, so find an alternate route if you can. 35E northbound in Overton, an accident blocking the left lane in Dallas. You're backed up to Loop 12 Ledbetter. Delays of 5 minutes. And road work in the clearing stages in Irving, 114 westbound at Hinton Ridge. Your backed up is to O'Connor Road. That is a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Del Wampley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wampley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision. education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB.
All right, we're back. Senator Van Taylor, good morning. And again, thank you for joining us this morning. Senator Taylor, wanted to start off with a comment. Vanessa Vodder, who is a dear friend of mine, she was with Hope's Door. She's a counselor. She goes, I want you to thank him for his work on behalf of victims and survivors of domestic violence.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. That's certainly an area that, you know, that is not truly not a partisan area, but, you know, I've worked hard to try and come up with solutions by listening to the local people in Collin County and listening to the issues and concerns that they have. And we've definitely done strong work. Was proud to, you know, to make it illegal to view child pornography on the internet, something that shockingly we had missed in the way that we structured our laws. We first drafted our child pornography laws way back, and you know, this session was really really proud to work on legislation to end the ability of rapists to re-abuse their victims by having they could actually contest a protective order every year, and we basically ended that so they could no longer re-abuse their victims. That was something that in talking to local domestic violence groups, they said that rapists would frequently do. They get a protective order against them by their victim, and they literally would drag their victim in every year to contest that. It was basically a way of re-abusing their victims. And another thing we did that I was really proud of, we actually passed legislation that revamped very substantially the, basically we have a dress confidentiality program for victims of human trafficking, domestic violence, sexual assault. And that program allows people who have been stalked or abused to be able to take their names off the property tax rolls, off the voter rolls. And that was something that could not be done before. We're trying to help them to live normal lives. But it's really shocking to talk to a rape victim or a victim of domestic violence and say, I'm so scared that my stalker, my abuser, my rapist, my trafficker is going to come and get me, that I don't feel safe voting because my name is then out there in the public where I live and how old I am, and I just don't want to do that anymore. And so we've fixed that and really restored their rights to own property and to be able to vote in this country, which is something that you and I take for granted. And I'm just grateful that I have constituents that care enough to reach out and talk to me. I mean, since I've been elected to the Senate, I think I've had over 800 separate meetings with constituents. And people say, wow, you know, you work really hard. I'm like, yeah, but even better, I have great constituents that care enough to come and talk to me and give me their ideas so that I can get things done to help people that are trying to live their lives.
Absolutely. Well, let's transition over to the Sunset Bill. We finally passed the Sunset Bill. Did we lose any important agencies or significant funding to important agencies to folks across the state of Texas, or are we intact?
Sure. So just backing up and giving context for everybody. So in 1977, the people of Texas voted to have a sunset commission, a sunset process, where where the legislature would review with a very small agency of about 30 people. Every agency in the state over a 12-year period. So every legislative session, approximately 20 agencies are reviewed, gone over. There's a report written. There's a sunset commission. I'm the vice chairman of the commission. I'm the head senator. There are five senators and five House members, and the chairmanship, the technical vice chairman chairmanship rotates each session. But basically, I'm the head of the Senate side of the sunset commission, and we'll go over each agency. We reviewed the session. We had 20 separate bills. The Senate, I'm very proud to say, we passed all 10 of our bills. The House passed 7 of their bills, and all 7 of those bills got to the governor's desk. So the Senate clearly had a very strong record of getting the sunset bill done. Unfortunately, the House, they did not send us 3 bills. And one of those bills was a quote-unquote mission-critical bill. I mean, you have to have it to avoid what we're going to do now is a special session. The House tried to put it together. They couldn't. We could not respond in time. They basically sent us a Hail Mary pass and threw it out of bounds. That's probably the best way to put it. And then in turn, so we're in the special session. So, surprisingly, Senator Van Taylor carried the first bill for the regular session, which was the governor's ethics package, and I carried the first bill for the special session, which was the sunset, what's referred to as the sunset bill, and that basically extended 5 agencies for 2 years. That was one of the bills that the House failed to pass, and so we sent that over to them. I think I passed both of those in less than 48 hours. Certainly the Senate worked hard and got it done and handed it over to the House, and then that's opened up the call to other things like property tax relief.
So, Senator Taylor, let's go ahead and shift over to the big question. And we talked about this last week on our radio show.
Sure.
The Women's Privacy Act. Where are we at on that? We know the Senate put together a package, sent it over.
Sure.
And, I mean, I've heard that Strauss said he is not going to touch it. He's done with it. It's not going to, they're going to give it a hearing, but they're not even going to vote it out of committee. What's going on?
Yeah, I can tell you that the Senate worked on it. And I should say it has a couple. There are a couple pieces to it. One is it deals with cities, counties, special purpose districts, school districts, and basically says that a person could go to the restroom that's on their birth certificate. If a person is transgender, they can get a court order to change their birth certificate. They can also get a court order to change their driver's license. That was an amendment that we added on in the Senate that's trying to accommodate people that are truly transgender, that are truly changing. We said, look, as far as women's sports go, someone who is born a man cannot play in women's sports. I have 3 daughters. I watch them play soccer every day, and I want to make sure that they have the ability to play sports on an even playing field. And then circling back around, I mean, the broader question, I think, for Texas is, are we going to have this fight over bathrooms fought in every city, in every school district, in every special purpose district, in every county, in every charter school over the next decade or so, 2 decades? Basically the rest of our adult lives, Judge, are we going to have this debate one time at the state level and be done with it? I think it is incumbent on the state legislature to act. What I think is a point of agreement on both sides of this issue is that the state legislature is the right place. Several Democrats Many Democrat senators and House members have filed different versions of bills that deal under what criteria can someone access a men's room or women's room. So clearly there's at least consensus that the legislature is the right place to do this. I mean, if you don't think the legislature is the right place, you don't file a bill, you don't sign on to the bill, et cetera. So I think that there is an agreement that we need to deal with this at the state level. And the Senate sent our answer over to the House, and certainly they're welcome to look at that. And, so the legislative process is to go through is for people to, make inputs and thoughts and approve it. And I will say that the bill the Senate sent over the second time is substantially different. I think it's probably a better bill. It comes from a place of knowledge and experience and listening to hundreds of people give their input and thoughts on how to improve the bill. And we definitely have tried to improve to give an answer for the whole state that is respectful of everybody and holds up women's privacy.
So we've got about 30 seconds. Senator, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
I just encourage them to continue to stay involved. The more you talk, the more you sit down and talk to me, you send me an email. And even if you say, hey, Dan Taylor, I'm for property tax relief, I don't need to email that guy, email me anyway. I literally, in the property tax hearing, I literally held up 428 pages of different people's comments about property taxes. So sending me material helps me to do my job, and it helps me to know where the voters are. So stay involved, stay engaged, and let people know where you are. And even if you know they're with me, Van Taylor's with me, he's fighting for me on property taxes, tell me anyway what you think, because it just helps me do my job better. So I appreciate everybody participating in democracy, and it only works if everybody participates.
All right. Well, Senator Van Taylor, thank you so much. You have a great day, and keep fighting for us in Austin, all right?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, folks, hey, tomorrow, big show, big, big show. We have a full panel coming in to the radio show, Transgender in the Military. Join us tomorrow, 6 a.m., where JP, Kathy, and the crew.
KEXB. Want to know the best kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 628 AM KEXB, experts in business.
Back in 1993, MediShare was known as the best-kept secret in healthcare. But not anymore. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who've discovered what us long-timers have known since the beginning. MediShare is affordable healthcare that really works. The great thing is, we're not an insurance company. We're a nonprofit community, hundreds of thousands of honest, hardworking people who agree to share each other's medical bills. Every share goes to help a fellow member. And when we say affordable, we mean it's common for our members to save up.